Lexington's Urban County Council is considering a new ordinance that would forbid people from walking in the medians of major streets or approaching cars at intersections. That proposal comes after a February state Supreme Court decision that overturned the city's ban on panhandling, saying it violated free speech protections. Capitol reporter Ryland Barton tells us supporters of the proposal say it's all about protecting pedestrians and motorists.
On a sunny spring afternoon, Grover Rollins stands at the intersection of Maxwell and Limestone Streets near the University of Kentucky campus, waving at cars and asking people for money.
I don't bother nobody or nothing. I just sit here on the curb, and they give me a dollar or two. I don't get mad at them or nothing, man. Just, if they're good-hearted people, man, they'll give you a dollar or two, you know. But I'm not out to hurt nobody or nothing like that. I just have to make a dollar.
The intersection has become a hub for homeless people since the Kentucky Supreme Court ruled that Lexington's ban on panhandling was unconstitutional in February. The court said the city can't punish people for engaging in a particular kind of speech, like asking for money or help. A trial court also overturned a similar ordinance in Louisville. Rollins says word about the ruling spread quickly throughout Lexington's homeless community.
No, I can't really put point blank how it went, but they said they shot her down. That's why he might have quit with us on the corner and let us fly.
According to the city, the number of people panhandling throughout Lexington has shot up since the court decision, and not everyone's happy about it. Mamadou Savane, or Sav, owns a West African restaurant on one side of the intersection and an ice cream parlor kitty corner to it.
Especially on the corner there at the ice cream place, that's where I get a lot of problems. You know, UK having kids, so in the evening they want to come and enjoy their ice cream, but these guys been panhandling all day and been drinking, and then the evening came, it's just like, wow.
Savane says the panhandlers are bad for business. He says they get drunk and harass customers coming in and out of his stores, and they're belligerent when he tells them to move along.
If these people were just standing, not bothering anybody, I will go with that. But you can imagine having business and having customers to come buy your product to sit down and enjoy, and their people come and borrow them.
So now that Lexington's outright ban on panhandling has been shot down by the state's highest court, the Urban County Council is considering a workaround. Rather than banning panhandling per se, they're considering instead forbidding people from walking in the street medians or approaching vehicles. Urban County Council member Kevin Stinnett said during a presentation last week that the proposal is all about safety.
This is not a silver bullet. This is not going to make us safe tomorrow, but it will have a huge impact on safety down the road.
Those who violate the ordinance could be charged with a misdemeanor and fined up to $200 under the proposal. Art Crosby with the Lexington Fair Housing Council says with the new proposal, Lexington is trying to create a law that applies to everyone, not just panhandlers.
I mean, it seems like it's going to be a uniform handling of it. You know, how it actually is in effect, I don't know.
Besides the legislative approach, city officials are also trying to address the underlying problems of homelessness and unemployment that sometimes lead to panhandling. This week, the city, working in partnership with a nonprofit, launched a new program where a city-owned van drives around town picking up homeless people. The van then drives them to city job sites that pay $9 an hour. Grover Rollins, the panhandler, says he hopes whatever solution the city comes up with brings steady work for him.
If you're going to be straight up about it and be really true about it, if she wants to help you out, then try to go to work, all right? And get us off the street, all right?
Lexington's van program is brand new, and Rollins hasn't been able to take advantage of it yet, but he says he's interested in checking it out. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Ryland Barton in Lexington.